This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good morning, Phoenix and friends. How we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West on this Thursday, YouTube Live edition, October 20th, 2022.
Getting into it.
I am. Well, I'm so a little hyped, bro.
So we had some...
A little hype. Matter of fact, I'm playing the wrong music. I'm so hyped. I should be playing basketball music because we are actually starting
Let's start there. Well, our fucking show is growing, and this was so fucking awesome for you to go. And
it was very cool.
I get to go next week.
Yes,
but,
you do.
But please explain what we're talking about.
So I was able to, through the radio station, shout out KDUS, 1060 AM, Phoenix, what? We got media credentials for the Phoenix Suns this season on a game-by-game basis, obviously. Last night was opening night. They played the Dallas Mavericks. It was electric, bro.
107-105.
They were down 17 at the half, looking very perilous in the way it was going. The media situation was really neat. The way you get to go in, getting your credential, getting walked around, seeing where they eat. The eating is a little bit nicer than the ASU. I didn't partake.
You didn't because you don't have prime rib.
But right. But still.
They served prime rib.
Yeah. So then get to our seats. The area for the media, ladies and gentlemen, is beautiful where it's at. You could actually, if you get seats to where the bar is and the, like the, it used to be the Texas or the Lexus lounge.
Yeah.
It's no longer that. It's something else.
It's that mid-level kind of suite area.
So in that area, you can go up and buy drinks. I think you have to have a ticket to be in that area, but our seats are right there. So it's these long tables with like, bro, it had like a screen that gave you like just the stats, the box score, and it was updated as it happened live. The other screen was a screen of the game. Right, that was being shown on the Jumbotron.
Right.
Where I'm sitting, I can see three quarters of the court.
Okay.
So I can't see the one side. I'd have to stand up, which is fine. There's nobody behind me, so it's not like I'd be blocking anybody's view.
Yeah, but the pictures you sent me, like, it's still...
Yeah, it's sweet.
Most of it.
Very sweet.
You're fine.
Kind of a whirlwind. I'm trying to write on Facebook. I'm trying to write on the blog, on the website, jamesoutwest.com, what? Trying to post on the Twitter, jamesoutwest. Sending you stuff to post on the Instagram, jamesoutwest_RR, or J-O-W _RR for you that are... keeping track at home.
We posted all this. Like, so was it, and you were also trying to like feel the lay of the land, right?
Oh yeah. 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 Like, I didn't want to be some slap dick, some stooge. Got to where I was going to sit. The guy, leave names out of this, that helped us get everything in. The guy that helped me find where to go, sit, make sure I need anything. Shout out, dude. Jordan, we were awesome. No. Very cool, dude.
And you met some cool, like local people.
Met some
cool people.
Shout out Yuma, NBC affiliate 11, Scott Gross, him and his camera lady. They went and shot some video. It was just really neat. Talked to a guy at us. Shout out Donnie D from the Berg. Donnie covers the Suns and the Cardinals for Fan Nation, of affiliate of Sports Illustrated.
This is the Steelers fan you're
talking? Yeah. Who has to cover a team that he doesn't like. It's awesome because it gives him an objective view, which I appreciate because I'd be too much of a homer if it was the Browns. I'd be like, oh, everything's great and sunshine.
Yeah, we talked about that on the radio show that you didn't want to do it. But I think one of the coolest things of the night, you got to ask Devin Booker a question.
So I go to the media, post-game media conference, and in my head, I'm like, all right, I'm going to ask Coach Monty Williams a question because I felt more comfortable with him. I don't know why. I just felt like I'd be more comfortable. So I was going to ask him about DeAndre Ayton being in foul trouble and how his 18-10, like he was aggressive in the second half. You know, what does that speak to a difference from him from last year to this year?
Yep. Okay.
Right? But as soon as he came in, it's the first thing he talked about. Nobody even had to ask the question. It's the first thing he said.
So your question's out the door.
My question's out the door. Note to self, prepare several questions.
Yep.
And think about them before you sit down.
And be educated on what you were going to ask.
No. Right. So there's a little miscommunication, a little misunderstanding in my question, which is fine because it was great. I appreciate it. It was kind of almost you're welcome to the NBA.
Can you cue it up so we could?
I actually can cue it up. Let me pull it up. That's hilarious. Hey, good job out of you. That's big.
See, hey, we're growing. We're growing.
All right. So let me pull it up.
With this, we now have media passes for ASU. For pretty much all sports, we also have the Suns media passes. It is game by game, but same point. We're growing. This is awesome. The stuff that we're doing and how this show has just kind of evolved. We probably need to start ranting soon, but I really, really want people to hear this because this was hilarious. And it was, I think if James would have worded this a little bit differently, maybe Devin Booker would have answered a little bit differently.
It's a long season. Obviously, nobody wants to think about playoffs right away. But could you feel the fans and the atmosphere that you guys had here tonight as being like it was like in the last season? Because this fan base was rabid to get Dallas out of this building with a loss.
How many games have you been to here?
A few.
The last 3 years has been rocking, man. Every game. They don't bullshit around.
And then he continued, everybody laughed. He said, he repeated that, they don't bullshit. And he got up and walked off. Everybody laughed. It was kind of like an aha moment. I then realized, I asked that question as a media, right? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I should have worded it different in the sense that,
based on
the team that you guys just beat you guys in the final, and, you know, go to the finals the way that they did.
It was a great question.
You know, I would have worded it differently. Either way, it made him laugh. It made the room laugh. It was the last question. It'll be memorable.
He'll remember.
So next time I'm there, which will be in like next Friday, when I'm there, I'll make sure that I start off with, I'm not going to ask you if it's got a playoff atmosphere because every game's a playoff atmosphere. But here's my question.
Yeah.
but no, that was the end of the night. It's a long day. I mean, that's a long time I was there. Like I left the house at 4:00.
Yeah, I was going to say,
and I didn't get home till like 11, almost 11:30.
That is a long time.
But I was there.
You did a good job.
I was there. I was one of the earliest media people to show up because you could start getting your passes at 4:30, and I was there at like 4:40. I was one of the first ones to get sat, so I wanted to be there early. Now, knowing what I know, next time I'll go with only 90 minutes left. You know what I mean? Before the game. I'm not going to go with a 2.5 hours before the game. Now I know kind of where to park. It's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. Everybody was very gracious. The Suns organization, everybody from security to production staff to everybody in like behind the scenes, like everybody was so nice. Everybody was very helpful.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. So with that being said, we are covering the Phoenix Suns. They won last night, 107-105. It was a great game, great comeback. But let's get into what we talk about, which is
the
NFL footballs. Yes, you do. You get the Warriors next week.
And I have to be non-biased.
So
I got to make sure.
Like, really?
I will.
Really do.
I will.
Best.
I promise. I
kind of have to. We want to get a pass for game three.
Yes. Yeah. You're correct.
So if you're interested to see the video of this, I did shoot the video of me asking Book that question. It is on the Facebook. It's on the Twitter, James Out West. That site is recently new, the James_OutWest on Twitter. So not a lot has been posted, but it's good stuff nonetheless.
Well,
it's updated.
It.
Yes,
so
yes.
You changed the kind of the flow of it. So yeah,
exactly.
We're going to be building, but you do a lot of really good writing. So we'll
appreciate it.
We'll keep going.
Appreciate it.
So okay, let's get into tonight's game.
The local
primetime
Thursday
video.
Night.
New Orleans coming into Arizona.
Yeah, as a 2.5-point underdog. The Cardinals get D-Hop back for the first time this season, coming off of the PED suspension.
But no Hollywood.
No Hollywood.
But Robbie Anderson.
He's playing tonight, right?
Yep.
Now, here's the thing with the Saints. 66% of the money is on the Cardinals right now because it makes sense. They're at home. The Saints are getting back Jameis Winston, but they're still not going to have Chris Olave. They're still not going to have Michael Thomas. They're still not going to have Jarvis Landry. And now they do not have Marshawn Lattimore. He's out with a foot injury. He was going to shadow D-Hop all game. I looked this morning to see, I see that he's out. Everything is saying the Cardinals should win this game, but all the analytics, when you look at it and you dive it deeper into the matchup, says that the Saints would win, the Saints will cover, and it's going to hit the over. Makes no sense.
So I'm not really doing very well this year in picks.
No, that was pointed out yesterday by Grove. Shout out Grover reaching out in the text saying, let Rooks just start throwing darts at a board. His picks will be better than what you've been doing lately.
Yeah.
And I told you, bro, I told you that my picks were better this year, and you didn't want to listen to me. Besides one week.
You're not that much
better. I had 10 right last week.
Bro. I still beat you last year, but let's see. Okay, so.
With your math. Again, don't trust your math. Don't know that that's accurate. Last year doesn't count.
Oh. It's just because you lost.
I didn't lose.
It's fine.
It's like the election. You stole it.
So I am going to take the home team, and I'm going to take Cardinals. I just think that they need to get right game. Like, they need to. This division is so close. They're one game out of first place, depending on, you know, what else happens this year or this week. They're 2-4. Everybody else is 3-3 in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals need
Can't
this.
Can't fall to 2-5.
Saints are 2-4.
they can fall to 2-5 considering they can blame the injury bug. We've got nobody.
Yes.
We've got nobody. They have a great D-line still. That's not hurting. But with no Lattimore, without the three top targets, with it just being Jameis Winston and Alvin Kamara, essentially, and some Taysom Hill, you know he's going to get some play this week.
Absolutely.
You
taking the Cardinals as well?
Yeah. And well, listen, New Orleans pass defense has not been very good this year. Almost given up a 98 QB ranking. They've given up 9 touchdown passes, only 1 pick. Granted, stats don't say and sell everything. Lattimore's been playing fantastic. Fantastic. Shutting down Mike Evans, doing the things that you need to do. But he's not playing. Jameis Winston's back on the road. They're getting back D-Hop. It's on Thursday night. This is a must-get-right game, like you said, for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You know, Zach Ertz averaging 50 yards a game. Hollywood Brown was averaging 80 yards a game before his injury. So, yeah. So replace that with D-Hop, because, I mean, how many targets is D-Hop going to get? Me and Donnie D were talking about it last night, the Suns game. I'm like, he's going to get 17 targets.
Yeah, I would say 15 plus.
He's going to get a ton of targets.
Over the
Rondale Moore stepped up. He had 10 targets last week.
But what about Robbie Anderson? What do you think? Maybe
well, listen, as a receiver, yeah, it's not integral like an offensive lineman necessarily. And again, I'm speaking a little out of pocket because I never played any of these positions. But looking at it from the standpoint of, I don't need to know the play entirely itself. The QB can tell me, I need you to run this. I need you to run this. If you see this, I need this. That's it. You know what I mean? Robbie's got some wheels.
Yeah.
Send him on a couple of deeps.
And he's going to want to make a statement, too.
Yep, 100%.
So he's going to get some catches, but I don't think he has more than like 6 or 7 catches. I don't think.
No. He's going to have 3, bro. Listen, Robbie Anderson will have 3 catches.
Okay.
He'll have 3 catches. But with Rondale Moore stepping up, if Rondale Moore's your 4th, because now you got D-Hop, you got Zach Ertz, you got Robbie Anderson, if he's there, if you can mix that in, Kyler should be able to pick apart this depleted defense from the secondary side. He's going to have to be head on swivel because – oh, Cameron Jordan, who is a local boy out of Chandler. I said, boy, he's a massive man. I said, boy, but massive man. That dude is going to be looking to
destroy people.
Yeah, I was going to say kill, but yeah, we'll go with destroy.
And I mean, Kyle's
2.5. Here's what I got. I got 22-17. I got the Cardinals winning by 5, if you do your math. It's 5, but with your math, it's 4. So 22-17. I got the Cardinals winning. Last week, I will say this, Kyler got sacked 6 times and an additional 7 quarterback hits, bro. They're going to have to do better than that if they're going to want to have a chance in this game, because no James Conner again, I don't believe. I think it's Enzo, Eno, Benjamin. Either way, Eno made his way right off my fantasy team. That's how that works. I'm terrible in fantasy, so I move people quick. 22-17, Cardinals. Shout out Seth, my neighbor across the street. He's taking his boys. They are huge Houdet fans.
Oh, my God.
Huge Saints fans. Don't know how that happened. But he was definitely fans before they won the Super Bowl and after. So for his sake, I hope it's a great game, but I hope you all come back a little upset. Moving on. Are you done with the Cardinals game? We good on that?
Yeah, I think the only other thing to say is that if Kingsbury and Kyler are on the same page, because Kingsbury's not calling this game, right? Now?
No, I think he said he was open. I don't know if he said he's not calling it. I know he said he was open to not being the play caller if it was going to make a difference, if it was going to change the opportunity to win a game. He's all in. Don't know if that happened past that, because I frankly, ladies and gentlemen, haven't paid attention.
I hope that there was a moment where Kyler Murray and Kingsbury just like sat down and like played Scrabble.
I know what you're saying. They played some Uno,
some popcorn, like just relax.
And here's the thing:
talk things out, and things are going to get right. I feel like this is a Cardinals get right game.
It should be. And I'll tell you this, the optics, we say that, and who knows? They may be just A-okay. They may be just fine.
The opposite of everything.
Which is, everything says Cardinals, right? We've been saying this all effing year. Everything says in this, the Cardinals, look at all the injuries. Look at all this. Look at all this. Look at all this. Look at this. He's getting back. This. They're at home. So, you know, you want to change your pick now.
No, I don't. I'm sticking with
you. You should fade yourself this week and just see what happens. If you really feel that confident about the Cardinals, take the Saints. Seriously.
No, I'm going to take the card. There's going to be a couple of games that I am going to change.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's so moving on, one. We're getting into Sunday's morning slate. I think there's 7 morning games. We'll start with the first one because I'm going to get through it quick. Lions at Cowboys. Lions 7-point dogs on the road. It's 58% money on the Cowboys, so people are still kind of not sure. Remember, Dak Prescott's going to be back this week.
Dak's back.
66% of the money's on the under 49 because of Dallas's defense and because people are looking at, oh, the Lions didn't score before. They're, you know what I mean? They got shut out, and then they had a bye. Look for the Lions to score some points here. I don't think they're on turf. It's not going to be the weather.
Look how many points they put up. earlier.
Four games in a row, five games in a row.
Yep.
Four games, they scored 35 plus or average over 35 and then got shut out.
My mind tells me pick the Cowboys.
If I'm picking money line, I think I might pick the Cowboys. I might keep
minus
this line.
Seven.
Minus seven.
I'm picking the Lions.
I'm going with the Lions on this one as well.
All right. What's next?
Ooh, hold on. All right. I might come back to that. You have to check my CBS sports picks to know because that one I'm still teetering on. Let's get into the Colts Titans. That's a huge AFC South divisional game considering the Titans underachieving, coming off a bye.
Well, the Colts
are underachieving, yes, but they're on that precipice. Look at their record.
They're slow.
What's the record right now?
3-2.
3-2-1,
yep.
Right? They snuck out a victory last week against a way better Jacksonville Jaguars team who had that game in the bag. So give the Colts their credit. They came back and did what they did.
They did.
They threw a ballsy touchdown to win the game. Like, I mean, that was really... But needless to say, they're on the road. Titans play tough. They're kind of backed up against the wall here because they were the number one seed in the AFC last season. To be squandering in the AFC South right now, not a good look for Vrabel and the boys.
No.
Minus 2.5 at home. I don't know if the Colts have Jonathan Taylor back. I don't know that Matt Ryan's going to put together two great weeks in a row.
Yeah.
As much as I want to take the Colts because of Pat McAfee, I'm a semi-quasi Colts fan, and my brother always loved Peyton Manning. But I think I'm going to... 66% of the money's on the Titans.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't like the Titans or the Colts. I'm taking Indy.
Oh, man. No, I'm taking the Titans.
All right.
I
get it.
You
got to make some different picks.
I got to start winning some things. I got to make some crazy picks.
Another divisional game that we're not going to go too deep into because I think my team's going to get slaughtered. Browns, Ravens in Baltimore. Ravens a 6.5-point favorite. 62% of the money's on the Ravens. 59% of the money's on the under 45.5. The Browns' power ranking's 23. The Ravens is 5. Don't understand how the Ravens is 5 considering they've blown 3 games with 10-point leads in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
To just see that it just happened again to them, to the shouldn't be as good as their record is, 5-1 New York Giants. Shout out Brooklyn Pauly. But
I did call that.
Yeah.
That's the one.
We'll talk. Yes. And we'll talk about it again when week 17 rolls around. And you can say, I called that because they're making the playoffs. Or I can say, oh, no, I called it because they only ended up with 6 wins.
Okay.
With that being said, Browns Ravens road game. The Browns, I don't know why, but I saw a cryptic tweet from Josh Dobbs. I think he might be starting. They may not start Jacoby.
Okay.
I haven't gone that far. If they'd start Josh Dobbs, still not changing my pick, though. Plus 6.5 is a lot. I don't know if the Browns are going to keep it that close, to be honest. I don't think the Ravens always give us fits to begin with.
Well, and
we frankly don't have the firepower that we had before.
Too.
And they're at home.
And they need a like
six
they,
and a half. So, six and a half is a lot, but I would take, in my opinion, Raiders win by 10. I said Raiders. Ravens, Raiders. Doesn't matter. Browns aren't winning. I would take the Ravens. Okay. Yeah. So we can move on. So I'm assuming you're taking the Ravens.
Because it's 6.5, I am going to take the Ravens, even though my gut tells me to do the opposite this week. There are a couple of games I do believe in.
Look, so if I pick against my team and they win, so be it. I'm cool with that.
Every time you pick against them and then I pick for them, you guys win.
Now, is that how that works? See, again, your math. I don't know.
Okay.
I need to either be paying attention more.
Just how
much? Or 66% of the time it works every time type.
60% of the time it works every time.
All right, so moving on. Ooh, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming off of a fresh loss in the Berg in Pittsburgh.
Did Tom Brady go? Does he have any plans for Friday or Saturday night?
Listen, he needs to go see a priest. Okay, he needs to go see a priest.
His life is
fine. He needs to see a pastor. He needs to make himself a appointment. Yeah, you know what he needs time for? He needs to go to the Vatican. He needs to go talk to the Pope. They need to get one of them old school. Listen, he's got a private jet, TB12, fly him over there. He needs to get a private consultation with the cardinal that can exorcise the demons that are going on in him, because that witch wife, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about real witch, real dabbles in the dark arts type shit. She has put a curse on this dude, bro, and this team. She hit him with that. Yeah. Like Emperor Palpatine.
Okay, but there's something. I mean, obviously, we talked about this at the beginning of the season. Okay, was it a big deal that he missed, 11 days? No, it's Tom Brady.
No, the team's got devastating injuries. They're devastated on the offensive line.
Playing
The running game's not good. Well, he's not playing that bad.
He's
not playing that bad. The rest of the team is. I'm not blaming Tom on this. I'm blaming his wife. I'm putting all this bad juju out here that has done this.
Okay.
With that being said, they're minus 11 on the road in Carolina. Don't know who Carolina's quarterback's going to be. Carolina's interim head coach, Steve Wilkes, was a head coach here at one time. Good coordinator. Probably a good coach. Don't know that the team, this is a lost cause. They shipped out a guy. It's CMC or nothing. 11 points is a lot, but only 52% of the money's on the Bucks. People think that the Panthers are going to cover. 11's a lot.
It is.
Over under 40 and a half. They got 85% on the over. So they're expecting what? The Bucks to win 30 to 10? 20? I mean, what are we expecting here?
So
the Panthers are dead last in the power rankings.
Points allowed per game for the Tampa Bay is 17.2. The points per game that Carolina scores is 17.2. Okay. The points per game that Tampa Bay scores is 20.2. And then what the Carolina allows is 24.3.
So based on those numbers, the Bucks make sense, but the Bucks don't cover.
Correct.
I'll take the Panthers plus 11.
I am too. I have to.
Like, and guess what? And I'm probably 85% on the over, bro. I'm not taking the over under, but if I did, I think I'd play the under in this one just because I don't think Carolina's going to score.
I don't think either one are going to score too much. I think it's going to be a ground and pound game. I think
and the Bucks don't have a really good running game right now. Lenny Fournette's not. I think he's almost dead last in yards per carry. So they need to get right. Don't know that that's going to happen this week. Panthers stink, though, bro. The Panthers really stink. I don't know if y'all can hear this through there, but our dogs are losing their minds on the other side of the studio door. Don't know who they're barking at. Last week, she got up there and climbed up on the thing. Dogs climbed up there and made the camera all shaky. It was a pretty nice event for being YouTube live. Now they're being loud outside. With that, listen, the dogs are barking. So with that, the underdogs are barking. Give me the Panthers plus 11.
Take it.
I might even tease that to plus 17 with a bro. I'm serious. I might have to the Browns. Give me another. Make them plus 12 and a half. They'll lose by 13. Moving on.
Oh my gosh.
Falcons Bengals, bro. Falcons. What we talk about? Pesty, pesky. They're pesty too.
Well, they put us like what 28-14.
You guys are devastated by injury. I have to put that caveat on it. It's I know I want to. So, I want to bury your Niners because I don't like them. But when they really are hurting both offensive line, defensive line, secondary. Jimmy G is what we thought he is. He's a very high level.
Is our physical staff that's like they're not taking care of their bodies, right?
No. I just think, dude, the game is so fast, people get hurt. You cannot blame McGlinchey's injury on him not stretching enough or being strong enough in the knee. He got bent backwards.
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? I don't blame that. Now, if it was a bunch of hamstrings, then yes, there's something that could be done. But if we're tearing ACLs, MCLs, breaking ankles, high ankle sprain, bro, that's not anything that they were going to do that's going to make them more pliable, regardless of what TB12 says.
Disagree.
Falcons plus 6.5 at the Bengals. Joey B, he's got his full repertoire. 58% of the money's on the Bengals because people are starting to buy in on the Falcons. Are the Falcons pesky enough to keep it within a touchdown? I'm going to say no. I think the Bengals are going to just be 73% of the money's on the over. But people, ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing? I'm taking the Bengals minus 6.5. I'm not touching the over under.
47.5 for the
47.5, 73% of the money's on the over. Yeah. Don't know. I've seen the Falcons score 24. I've seen the Falcons score.
I want the Falcons to fucking lose this week because they beat our ass. And I know you said it was because of injury, but screw it. I'm taking the Bengals still because I believe in the Bengals.
You should.
More. Okay. What's next?
A game I definitely don't want to talk about, but we got to because both teams are playing well. The New York Football Giants, shout out Brooklyn Pauly, 5-1, rolling into Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars.
Good, man.
The Jags are
better.
Listen,
than
what is Vegas doing here? Help me with this. The Giants are 5-1. They're a 3-point underdog on the road in Jacksonville.
That's 2-4,
bro. And the Giants have 90% of the money on them at plus 3. 78% of the money's on the over 42.
And they're
90% of the money is on the Giants at plus 3 on the road in Jacksonville. What is Vegas trying to bait people? This seems like a bait game. I'm baiting you into taking the Giants at +3, and I don't know why.
No, I'm taking Jacksonville. Even though I know that I want the Giants, for whatever reason, I'm on this kick with the Giants this year.
It's your ego.
Probably. I'm stuck in it. But I am going to go against my gut and say that it's going to be Jacksonville. It's in Jacksonville. Might be a little bit...
With the numbers, with 90% being the other way, I'm going Jacksonville.
Okay.
And we have to. I mean, Saquon Barkley's one-man show can only go so far. Jacksonville's defense gets after it. Danny Dimes is going to be looking like a pile of dimes.
Is he, like... He's playing on his, what, contract year, so he's really trying to get it, but...
Like, we've seen his ceiling. We've seen his ceiling.
Right. So, let's see...
He's Marcus Mariota. Week,
like, 15.
Hey, he's Marcus Mariota.
I wouldn't even give him that.
Plays... Yeah, maybe. I give Marcus a little bit more respect than that. And now that Danny Dimes is bad, he just isn't what the Giants... They're not 5-1 because of him. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, it's 100% Saquon Barkley.
Moving on. And coaching. And, yes. And their defense has been pesky and opportunistic. And defense, and here's the thing that they've done.
Yes,
they have not lost games.
Correct.
They've managed to win games that other teams are trying to lose. I know it sounds stupid, but you get what I'm saying.
When Saquon Barkley drops to his knees at the end of the game with the
trying to win, want to make sure we win the game.
He locked it.
Yep.
He could have scored. He could have actually pushed it to the over, which people would have won money. There was a lot of people with fantasy that were mad because they could have gotten that extra 6 points. Also, he locked the game in. It's a smarter move for your team, and that's all that matters. So it was a good move, not a bad move.
Agreed.
All right, the last morning game you want to talk about.
Packers, Commanders. Commanders just found out after their riveting 12-7 victory last Thursday in Chicago. 4.5-point underdog, or 4.5-point underdogs at home. Taylor Heineke taking the helm as Carson Wentz, we've talked about.
That might be
finger.
Oh, yeah, the finger, the
jiggle. Him hurting, he's out. It might be 79% of the money's on the Packers because, obviously, look at what the Packers have been the last couple of weeks. Not good.
They look horrible.
Don't know what's going on. Basically, Rodgers called out for the offense to be simplified because maybe that's the problem. If they feel like they have the right scheme, which they do, and they have the right players, which they believe, then they need to simplify the scheme. Because it's too much being thrown at these guys. Because they have a bunch of young core. Too young of a core, in his opinion, to possibly... If this, then this. If you believe we have the guys, then you need to simplify the offense. Because we believe we have the offense, because the last 2 years have told us we do. Yeah. I don't know what this movement is here with my hand right now, but playing on the...
You turn it into a crab and just kind of go sideways. But absolutely. They need to break it down.
I'm still taking the Packers -4.5. I know 80% of the money's on them. That's tough. Taylor Heineke, first game starting this year, has starts under his belt, started a playoff game. He's a credible quarterback. Their team, their defensive line is still very good. It's at a terrible stadium in DC.
The worst stadium in the
NFL. Worst stadium in the NFL.
And they're going through a lot with the owner.
And that's saying a lot. There's a lot of...
Did you hear what Irsay...
Irsay went out and cut a promo basically saying, yeah, there's merit to remove him, brother.
Let's
get him out of here. We can do this. And I don't disagree that if he's been doing all this, what else has he been doing? If this is what he's gotten caught for, what else has he been doing? Two sets of books. One reports to the NFL. One reports to the IRS. He's hiding money. Bro, you're hiding money. You're worth so many billions, and your stadium's trash.
And
the mezzanine almost fell on Jalen Hurts last year. Remember that?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's crazy. Like, he was at one point the youngest owner because he got the team at, like, 34 or something like that.
30. Yeah, he's a sleazeball.
And he's just, it's bad, but also... What is going to happen and what is going to come out of this?
Because it's a big deal if they move him.
If he
actually, because then it's popularity.
You have to go to him and be like, hey, let's agree to disagree. We're going to get you over $5 billion. Just walk away and shut the fuck up. I don't know if that's possible.
Well, here's what, or we don't sell it. You transfer ownership to your wife, and you are barred from the NFL.
No, I wouldn't even do that. I mean,
you shouldn't necessarily be able to force the man to have to sell his team, depending on what he's done. But if this comes down to basically, and I know there's more to it, but like, can't be a popularity. We just don't like you, so I can get 24 people to vote you out. That there's a slippery slope there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And like, think about it. Like, Jerry Jones kind of runs the roost when it comes to the owners. Like, I guess it leaked out when he was in the owner's meeting. They're talking about Robert Goodell and his money and Robert Kraft. And he said, basically, to quote Pat McAfee, quoting that, "Don't fuck with me, Bob."
Yeah.
Talking to Robert Kraft about, "Don't fuck with me when it comes to me trying to figure out why dude got $60 million last season. I want to know what the escalators are for Roger Goodell to get this money. We're paying him this money. We pay him."
Yeah, but he's also fucking, he signed so many new deals and this shit.
But let me ask you the question. Has he done it, or is it just people, when you're the biggest and the baddest like that, people want to come to you. So you think Roger Goodell went into Amazon with his hands in his pockets like this, was like, "Oh, pull us. Do you think you can put us on TV, sir?" No, these guys are outbidding themselves. And he's just saying yes. I know I'm oversimplifying it. I'm sure he has to sit in these, you know, long drawn out meetings, and he has to be the voice and he has to say stuff. I'm not saying he's not worth, I don't know if he's worth that. I know they're getting all that money, but at the same time, would they already be getting that because the game is running itself? The game is growing bigger because the game is growing bigger. I don't think the game is necessarily growing bigger because people like Roger Goodell.
I disagree with that. So here's the thing, is that when you're at the top, you get all of the shit that comes down when everything's bad. You also get praised when everything is going good.
So $60 million is worth being just talked shit upon.
Yeah, because he saved this NFL season through COVID for 2 years.
So, but what I'm asking is, you don't think somebody else would have? You don't think somebody else would have?
Well, look at the NBA and what they had to do. And they shut it down. I know it was at different times of the year, so it was a little bit different the way it was structured. Same point. He got it through. He made games happen. He actually has made so much money. We have so many different options to stream the NFL now. Yeah, I give him praise. And there hasn't been shit to talk about him. Like, there's not that much, like, craziness.
Well, I mean, forever he's been the judge, jury, executioner of everything.
Correct, but have we heard...
He's like, there to take the bullets for the owners.
Absolutely.
So, yes, he does his job, I understand, but...
He's not the boss of them. They're the boss of him.
Well, but that's odd, because then he can still suspend them, though. So... you're my boss, but...
It's like the perfect, you.
You're my boss, but if I really want to, you fuck up. Guess what, buddy? It's like HR. I'm kind of like HR. You're the boss.
Yeah,
you're the
perfect.
CEO.
Yes.
Mind if you overstep? Ka-cha!
Okay,
but they don't do that.
So do you think that Ursay coming out and talking about this, is that him wanting to bring this up on his own? Or do you think he has... I know. I talked to at least 24 owners.
He had to be confident in something to be able to say that, because he wasn't prompted, according to the reports. It wasn't like they came out and asked him about it. He came out and went to the media and just started talking.
Correct. So
it was reported that, like, no, this was deliberate. This is exactly what he wanted to.
But is that on him? Is that just him being Ursay?
No, I think Ursay is super calculated. We've seen a lot of interviews with him, and I think it was, and he's very passionate. So I think he's just like,
he's been an owner for what, over 30 years.
He's like, you know, I mean, listen, you know, basically him and his basically Hulk Hogan, listen here, brother. You know, like, yeah, I think, because here's the thing, they will all cover for each other to a point, but now you're stealing money from us.
Yeah, once we found out
that's different.
Was, yeah, once you, I mean, to billionaires, most people, like, it's okay. Like, okay, so I make, let's say, $100,000 a year, right? But you steal, you know, $50 from me here and there. That's not that big of a deal, right?
But you know about it.
Right.
Let's say you didn't know about it, so you didn't know, and it's not that big of a deal.
And then I found out 2 years later that it was like $50 a month, right?
Right.
Not that big of a deal. But to billionaires, when you steal even like $1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
That shit's not,
I
want
to see it in the red.
It's going to come down to who's willing to fucking mediate this shit, because this is going to get dirty.
Well, and I think with him saying, "I got dirt on everybody and I'll blow them out," and I think that's where Ursay was like, "Everybody knows my dirt, brother."
Oh yeah,
like,
he's had,
that's what he said. He's like, everybody knows what I've gone through.
Yeah. Or is he doesn't have any cards to play.
Right. He's just bluffing. Listen,
he's bluffing like a motherfucker, because
No.
You know that Snyder's been around long enough that he has
Snyder 100%, they said, had hired private investigators to investigate teams,
his upper
executives and owners. Now, probably just the ones in division. You know what I'm saying? Probably.
Oh, hell no.
Probably.
Old school.
Listen, Cowboys.
Yes.
Eagles.
Patriots.
And he might have been, might have been on them, but I don't think it was too many more,
Raiders.
But it was just enough. Maybe from back when Al was owning the team, not from Mark. Dude.
No, but with the coach, so Gruden going there and then like everything coming out from the Washington papers and the reason why he got fired.
Right, right, right.
Don't you think he had some little hands in that?
Oh, I think Mark Davis, as soon as he realized that he was able to fire John Gruden and not have to pay him based on that, he leaked that.
So don't you think that fucking Snyder was the one that probably helped with that investigation?
No. And here's why. Because they were already under something else. He didn't help with anything.
He didn't. I know he didn't want to be a part.
The team had to
turn
all this stuff
in. Do you think that he...
Listen, there was more information. They had how many? 300,000 emails? and you're telling me that was the only thing that came out was John Gruden's chauvinistic, quasi-racist...
Out of Snyder's freaking...
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's so much more there. And I'm sure that the NFL knows. I'm sure Goodell has seen it. It's more of a matter of... We play it in this scenario, here's the fallout. We play in this scenario, here's the fallout. We play it in this scenario, here's the fallout. That's why I think the least likely fallout is the team's basically day-to-day operation, because his wife's already taken over, but he is no longer, or maybe a 5 years, he's no longer to be a part of the team. Like, but they still own it, because it's going to be hard. I think voting him out is a slippery slope, because then let's say they decide they don't fucking like Shah Khan. One day, and they're like, you know, we're just going to vote him out. And somebody else will buy it because there's billionaires lining up to buy NFL teams.
Oh, my God.
So you can't, to me, it's like, you got to do everything in your power, as much as I don't want to see it because nobody likes Dan Snyder. I don't want to see them vote him out as an owner in the haste of what's been going on, because it opens up the ability to do that again, and maybe just for the more optic reason, or like, oh, like with Jimmy Haslam with the Browns. Like what happened with him? He had an FBI probe investigation about what's going on in his personal business. Had this been in the optics and big, that could have been a problem. Is it really you're going to make the selling and also making himself the team? You're just making the man a lot more money.
And that's the thing, is that he should just walk away. If there's so much controversy.
Billionaires don't walk away.
Okay, but here's my thing. Listen, they didn't vote to vote him out this time. Now, they don't meet till December. And the next owners meeting, mm-hmm. and only the owners are in there.
Yeah, yep.
And then in March. So I don't think it'll be in December, but I do see them talking to him, finding an owner or a buyer, let's say, that will work with the city, because everybody wants that motherfucker out of the building.
The thing is, you're buying
a house that has foundation is crumbled. Right, like
I need a new stadium.
Everything, and well, they were talking about that new location for a little bit, and then who knows what's going to happen. I say you do vote him out. It is going to be a slippery slope.
All right. Well, with all that being said, it's a lot of talk about the Washington Commanders, Commandos, Commies, whatever you want to call them, the Commodores, as we were calling them. I got Packers -5. I'm not touching the over under the next game. That's the last morning game, sir. If you're on the East Coast, it's the last of the early afternoon games.
The
4:05
game. I'm taking the Commanders.
All right, good for you.
I'm doing the opposite of what I'm going to do.
We'll see if that works for you this week.
Okay.
4:05, nobody wants to talk about this game. Jets-Broncos. Broncos at home, they're -1, 85%.
What are you talking about?
85% of the money's on the Jets. 85% of the money's on the Jets. 85% of the money's on the Jets.
We hate when East Coast comes to West Coast, right? It's even
Jets
worse
are playing
when
different.
West Coast goes to East Coast, but
this isn't really West Coast, East Coast, the middle of the country.
It's
literally the middle of the country.
It's right above us. It's
close. It's the middle of the country.
It's Western. It's not Midwest.
Western. Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
about 2 miles.
Denver's -1.5 at home. Now, I know they say that playing at Mile High, you know, that it's going to be a little bit different. What's the weather? It's supposed to be 64 and clear, so... Is anybody having to take a bus to take this game?
No, shout out Jordan Poyer. 85% of the money's on the Jets. I'm going to go with Mr. Unlimited and the Broncos, even though I do not want to. I would pick against them if they were playing Giants from Little Giants and Al Bundy was the head coach. Like,
I want to pick the Jets, so I'm picking the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm taking the Broncos -1.
I'm going to pull the George Costanza and just do the opposite.
That makes the most sense to me.
My life works out.
All right. So the next Sunday afternoon matchup, 4:05 Eastern kickoff, the Houston Texans +7 on the road against the Raiders. 7-point favorites at home. 75% of the money is on the Raiders. 59% of the money is on the over 45.5.
I am taking
the Raiders. The Raiders are just a better team. They will win by 7 or more. Yeah, I'm taking the Raiders. Like I said, they're better than the record. I've been preaching that all year. I do believe so. If Kansas City is as good as they are, the Raiders are as good as we think they are. The record just doesn't say it. I'm going to take the Raiders -7.
Saying just the games they've been playing.
Yep, I'm taking the Raiders -7. It's at home.
So Waller's questionable.
Off of bye week. They still have... I'm still taking the Raiders.
I want to take the Raiders.
Okay, then take the Texans.
Okay, so my uncle would actually tell me to take the Texans. He would. He would.
But he's a scoring fan right now.
Correct. He's been.
Shout out Bowers.
I love you, but I understand. But I am going to take the Raiders. I'm going to take the Raiders -7.
All right, now CJ's excited about this game, but she's probably the only one. Seahawks at the Chargers. In LA, -6, 77% of the money's on the Seahawks at +6.
Seahawks are better than what we thought.
Maybe
Russell was more of a problem now looking at it.
They're not world beaters either.
No, but they're not.
They're better than we thought they were.
They're better than the local team.
Chargers -6. 77% of the money's on the Seahawks.
77% on the Seahawks?
Mm-hmm, at +6.
Oh, man. Oh, then I'm taking the Chargers for sure. Who's out for?
Who's out?
A lot of people.
Yeah, but they've had a lot of people out.
But is Keenan Allen playing? Is he finally going to come back?
He's questionable. I don't know.
Dude,
if he's
I saw
playing.
That. What's the kid that got shot 3 times or whatever?
James Robinson? Playing for the Commanders?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played.
And he's been back before Keenan Allen's come back from his groin injury.
Is it a groin or an ankle? I mean,
I know groins are, it sucks, but it's just, I saw that stat and I just thought that was a crazy
injury. I'm looking at, the total's gone over. Hey, the total's gone over in 8 of Seattle's last 12 games. Seattle's 4-2 against the spread in the last 6 against the Chargers. Now, granted, take all that out. We're not going to talk about that one because it's a new team. You know what I mean? I almost called him Jameis. It's not Russell Wilson. It's Geno. So we got to look at it like that. Injuries, though, bro. Tyler Lockett is probable. Artie Burns is questionable. Jamal Adams on the IR. Rashard Penny, IR. They got a lot on the IR. Man, that's tough. That's tough. I'm taking the Chargers. Just.
What is it?
It's like -3. It's not like it's a big number. They're 4-2 against the spread this year, and Seahawks are 3-3 against the spread this year, just like their record, and the Chargers are just like their record. Buddy, look at what...
I see -5.5.
Spread consensus.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers. I think they win by a touchdown. It's going to be...
Did I get them early then? I got them at -6. My bad. Yeah, -6. I don't know if I've seen 3.5. -6.
You're maybe looking at the next game.
I was looking. Yeah, I might have been.
All right.
I'll take the Chargers. I know only 77% of the money is on the Seahawks. Again, I don't believe in them. Sorry, CJ. I'll roll with the Chargers. They just have more talent. Hopefully, they don't make stupid coaching decisions because that will lose this game.
And they need to win just like the Raiders need to win. Like, this division was supposed to be the best division in football in AFC West. But no, it's not. It's the NFC. Not least, now it's the beast, I guess, is what is being said.
Back to being what they used to be.
It's crazy. And,
good for them.
The Eagles and the Giants.
Fly, like, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, just besides the Commanders. All right, what's next?
Well, your game. 4:25 kickoff. You have the Kansas City Chiefs rolling into Santa Clara. You guys are 2.5-point home dog. This bodes well for you in the sense of home dog, and 85% of the money is on the road team.
Yeah. And we're 2-0 at home this year. Like, normally we have not been good.
Over under is basically a pick'em, 48.5. It's 49-51%, so it's basically a pick'em. I'll give you this information before you decide to make your choice, even though you're probably picking your team. Kansas City. You look at Pat Mahomes, dude, he's got 17 TDs, 4 picks. 2 of them were just last week, so he was on a roll. Kelsey's got 7 tutties, bro. He's got half of the touchdowns. He's averaging 75 yards per game. Kansas City's pass defense allows 107.5 rating. They've had 15 touchdowns thrown against them and only 1 pick. Kansas City's pass defense is bad. Okay? So know that.
Yep.
Your San Francisco 49ers pass D 79.1 rating, only giving up 6.3 yards per attempt, 4 touchdowns, 5 picks.
But that was before the injuries.
And that's before the injuries. You guys abandoned the run game last week against Atlanta.
Yep.
Early, and it showed. Ayuk week six had 11 targets, 8 catches, 83 yards, 2 tutties. And I just have, and this is why I'm taking the Chiefs. Yeah, has nothing to do with 85% of the money. Has nothing to do with the 2.5. Has nothing to do with the Chiefs are a better team. It has everything to do with I can't take George Kittle seriously with that helmet.
That's funny. And with the hair.
Bro.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it extends forward.
I know.
He looks like, bro, do you remember the movie back in the day? And this might piss some people off. I'm very, very sorry. You remember there was two movies back in the day? One was with Cher called Mask. And that kid who's like developmentally fucked up.
Face?
Yeah. So you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what the helmet looks like. Or the Elephant Man.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That thing, it's like, bro, yes. It looks like, remember when the boxer Michael Moore had that big lump on his head, bro? from getting smacked around by George Foreman? Bro, that's what it looked like. I can't take him seriously with that helmet, bro.
I
can't. It looks like the Goodyear blimp. It looks like he took a Guardian helmet and then they formed a helmet over top of it.
I don't mind it.
It is fine. Terrible. Maybe you should go back and look at it. It looks really.
I will.
George Kittle, and you can, you know, he's a badass, so I guess you can do it, bro.
Yeah, you can do whatever the fuck he wants.
It is rough looking.
Okay, so here's the deal. I don't want to get too much into it. You covered this enough. This is going to be a hurtful game.
I had to make sure I got my laugh in the microphone.
So I do believe that we can win. And I want us to win. So I'm not going to pick us. Because every time I don't pick us, it's kind of like when you and I are different on Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You guys end up winning when you don't pick them. So I'm not going to pick them.
Bro.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs. So I hope the Niners win. I do believe the Niners will win. But I'm going to take the Chiefs just because I'm doing everything opposite this week. And let's see what happens. It's not that crazy.
Bro, it's an extension plate. They actually screwed in. He looks like, bro, it's like, do you remember?
You know what it looks like? It looks like the front of the old Chryslers.
I'll tell you this. Do you remember like back in the day, like Voltron?
Yeah.
And you remember like Transformers?
Yeah.
And how like they were like be like little and all of a sudden like they'd like armor up. It looks like he's got a fucking Transformer on his head. He's got a Decepticon. That thing's going to open up on the field, take the ball, and run with it.
Fucking Transformer.
Bro, that helmet is too much,
no,
bro.
It's not. Dude, George Kittle can fucking pull that shit off. Like, come on.
I mean, hey, if it's going to save him, dude, it's called the VICIS-02 Trench Helmet.
Yeah, because he's in the fucking trenches. That boy's a beast. Come on.
I've noticed that nobody else wears the trench helmet, though. Nobody.
That's fine.
Nobody. Dude. And that helmet starts at $1,000. You could buy it. I don't know why you'd want to buy it. I don't know why you'd want to buy that helmet unless you just want like
wait, try it and then say something,
bro. If you're looking for a cover for your fucking Weber grill, then maybe.
But have you looked at the like positives of it? Like why he's wearing it?
10% more. He's gonna get 10% more advantage of possible concussion.
Perfect.
Fuck the 10%. Give me brain fog when I'm 60. Give me a fucking helmet that doesn't make me look like a stooge.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Any rate.
Let's get into this fucking stooge game.
Oh, which game is that? The Sunday night game?
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, come on. I don't know where they looked at in the precipice of knowing what was going to happen, bro.
Two is coming back?
No. I'm saying it's a Sunday night game. They picked this a long time ago. They picked it 10 months ago. Why is it Steelers-Dolphins week 7?
They should have flexed it.
Yes.
They should have flexed the Niners-Chiefs.
Oh, out to the night game?
Yeah.
Well, they would have to have done it with, an afternoon game? So out of all the afternoon games, that would have been the afternoon game to do it. Is there any other game that I'd have moved from a morning to that? No.
I mean...
No. There's not. No, there's not. Fuck the Cowboys. They're not getting love like that. Lions don't need it. You're right. If they would have done anything, it would have been that. Either way, Steelers plus 7 on the road in Miami. It's a night game, so it won't be as hot. Will be as humid, won't be as hot. So that's a bonus to the Steelers because that's really what's hurt a lot of teams going down there. Adam Thielen said that the sideline on his sideline reported when they were down there last week 120 degrees, where their sideline was 88, which is a strategic advantage, and that's why you build a stadium the way you do it. I don't have a problem with that.
No,
and you want to get them early in the year. I'm good with that.
It's the same thing.
So take that out from this equation, but you still have, we don't know if it's Kenny Pickett. Don't think it is because he's in concussion protocol. Actually, today, they don't have to announce that until tomorrow, so he may not be. Let me see if he's on the injury report here real quick.
Yeah.
injury.
No, he's not.
Kenny Pickett is questionable for Sunday, concussion. Pat Freiermuth, questionable for Sunday with concussion. Minkah Fitzpatrick, questionable for Sunday with knee.
So, but Trubisky looked good, though. Like, he came in and...
12 of 14 in a weird game. I don't... Listen.
Don't trust Najee Harris. No,
I don't trust any of these guys, but I trust Tua. I trust the Miami. Look what they did. They were 3-0, and if you look at... Somebody did it on Twitter. They basically, or on YouTube, flipped the camera so it looks like he's throwing it right-handed instead of left-handed.
Okay.
And just watching that alone, seriously, and he made a good point. If that was what it looked like, people would be clamoring for this dude to be MVP. It looks so ridiculous coming out of his arm.
Why? Just because
the way he throws it. Left. No. For people optically, it's weird to see a person throw a football left-handed.
Why?
Because almost every quarterback of every football game you've ever watched throws the football right-handed, and now the camera is angled at you like this, so they're facing them this way is what I'm saying. Even Jerry Rice, the greatest of all time, according to you, said that it was different catching balls from Steve Young than Jerry Rice, or than Joe Montana, because stop it.
Of the people in the world. The
people also like to just repeat what other people say. They're sheeple. Nobody wants to think for themselves. Hello. That's why he's not number one for me. Anyways.
Numbers don't lie.
But they can... they can skew a lot, and you fucking know it. Anyways, numbers don't lie, but they can be manipulated just like people. The ball rotation is different. Coming from a left-handed person from a right-handed person.
I can understand, but like I don't look
at... Kickers say the same thing. Why do you think Bill Belichick always wants a left-footed punter? Because the ball comes off different, and it fucks people up. There's strategy to that. Watch the video. He throws people like he doesn't have zip on the ball. Bullshit. Tua's got zip on the ball. Tua can throw a deep ball.
I can understand it matters to the players. Absolutely. That I've thought about before. To people,
it does.
To not rank somebody 100%. Or to see them and look
people
at them.
People never put Philip Rivers up there because of his throwing motion, but even
Michael
though he can gain the ball.
Left-handed. Dan Marino was left-handed.
No, he wasn't.
Who was
Vic was left-handed.
Vic was left-handed. Who was the other...
Fran fucking Tarkenton?
Was Elway left-handed?
No.
Who the fuck am I thinking?
No, Steve Young.
Yes.
Your guy. That's it. That's it.
But those are successful quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So it's just
two. Like, but fucking two.
Oh, my God.
There's not that many.
I'm going to look up more.
Feel free. But I'm telling you that when you see it, it makes a difference. It just optically, it looks funny. It doesn't look right.
I don't know.
Either way.
Okay.
Dolphins.
Steve Young, Michael Vick. Ken Stabler, Boomer Esiason,
okay.
Tim Tebow, Mark Brunell.
You're helping me make my case.
Yeah, it doesn't get...
Chris, you have three Hall of Famers, potentially, right?
Yeah. Okay. Matt Leinart.
Steve Young, Hall of Famer. Kenny Stabler, Hall of Famer.
Okay.
That's it. Tim Tebow. When you pull it up and Matt Leinart's on the fucking list of notable left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL history, bro.
Of all time, yeah.
Get me out of Tim Tebow. Bro, get me out of here with that. You can miss me with that. Catch me outside with that.
I'm closing it down. Okay.
Miami minus 7. Man. Pittsburgh's a well-coached team. I don't know that they have the dogs. I think Miami's going to come out, win, cover. Give me the Dolphins, 4-3. What's the money on them? Did I say where the money was at on that? Where's it at?
Up on.
Did I miss it? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 58% of the money on the Dolphins, not a lot. Sorry,
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Yep.
All right. That works.
Well, the last game of the week, the Monday night juggernaut of a game, somehow, again, why are the Bears on back-to-back weeks of nationally televised games? We knew in the offseason they stunk.
It's like Denver.
Where did this... maybe make it the Minnesota Vikings in, so at least it's a, you know, or the Green Bay Packers, because then it's a rivalry game. You can talk to that. Bears versus the Patriots, bro.
Even the Seahawks Chargers with the way that they're
starting. Where did this lineup go? That's the Monday night game. That is the game of the week we want to close out the week with. In week 7 is the Chicago Bears, who stink, +8 on the road against a New England Patriots team.
-8.
Don't know if Mac Jones is playing. Is it Zappy Zapperson? Don't know. Bill hasn't told anybody because he's not going to tell anybody.
So like
and who they play. And who they play. Exactly. Our defense is carved up like Swiss cheese.
Okay. I'm just
Bears
saying.
Plus 8 is scary because I don't know if the Patriots. I don't think the Bears can fucking score 8. 77% of the money's on the Patriots. I don't like the minus 8.
Let's see what they've been.
But give me the Patriots minus 8. 67% of the money's on the under. They think this game's going to be. So 77% of the money is on the minus 8. 67% of the money's on the under 39. So they're expecting this game to be 12-0.
So the most they've ever scored is 23 points this season. So
the Bears, right?
Correct.
And that, was that week one or week two?
Week two.
Yeah.
Against Houston.
Yeah.
And that was Houston.
And it's Houston. There you go.
So then the most. So then Pats put up 38 on you guys last week, which is the most. So yeah. Oh man.
I'm taking the Pates minus 8.
I don't like this.
I know. I mean,
okay. Then I'm doing the opposite.
You could also say I'm taking the Patriots to win, but Bears to cover. You can say that.
Yeah. I do believe the Patriots are going to win, but I do. There's this fuckery with Las Vegas that is just screwing me over this year. I'm going to do the opposite.
Says a lot of us degenerate gamblers every year. Vegas is really tricky this year.
At least I'm not losing money, so it's not like it's crazy. This is just all of our stuff. So, oh my God. Yes. So with this, I have minus 7.5, but even with that, I don't like that number. There's something to it. I think it might be a touchdown. Patriots are like the Rams sometimes. You never know what you're going to fucking get because
especially
Bill
now.
Belichick game plans for each game against each team. And sometimes it doesn't fucking work.
And he says they'll change counts quarter by quarter.
Correct.
They change the way they do stuff. I mean, and that's next level stuff. I'm assuming if nobody else really does that and he's one of the only ones that does that, that's next level stuff.
That's why I think he likes Mac Jones.
Coming from stooges like us that never was in that type of situation to know, but hearing from people that have.
Yeah. It's insane.
Bill Belichick's
pretty good
coach.
Well, and that's what I think with, like we talked about in Green Bay, they need to simplify. They need to get down to, you know, maybe 20 plays, maybe 10 spinoffs, 5 audibles.
Right, get down
to a basic. But with that, I'm taking the Bears. So,
all right, make sure you get in the CBS Sports app and put them in so we can keep track.
As soon as we're done, I'm recording.
I know, all the stuff. All right, so real quick. Tuesday the 25th, you, sir, are going to be the Golden State Warriors game in Phoenix, 7 p.m. on TNT.
And I can't wear my jersey?
No.
Okay.
You can, just don't go to media then. Okay. Just go walk around.
I'll wear it underneath my sweatshirt or something.
Yeah, don't get us thrown out Dame 1. Because
I know.
And you don't get the away team's
locker room
press conference. No. So you'll get just Phoenix. Like,
Should I piss off?
No, please don't.
In my head, I'm just like, I can ask Booker, like,
no.
Did you like it? Lit up?
No.
Steph?
No.
Okay. I won't. I won't make us look bad. You know I'm all about this.
And then I'll be Friday the 28th, New Orleans, Zion in the building, 7 p.m. ESPN.
Healthy Zion.
Yes, sir. So that's the next games coming up that we'll be covering for the Suns. So you can follow us on jamesoutwest.com. The live blog gets updated as the game's going on quarter by quarter. YouTube, Spotify,
Instagram,
iTunes, Instagram, Twitter, pretty much search James Out West. You'll find us. You'll see that stupid logo that's no longer sitting up here, but you know the one. You guys see it. You know which one.
It's the orange.
This one. That I got compliments on yesterday at the game from professionals. So
it's
very cool.
You know what's fucking funny is that at the wedding, Carissa told me this on the way home. She was just like, so many people came up to me and were just like, oh, you're Rooks' wife.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I want to talk to you. She was like, you were kind of a celebrity. I'm like, no, don't. We're not doing that. But it's just funny that people knew who you were based on that. They're finally putting the face to it, like with everything we've been doing for so long. So
I'll be doing that. This will go up. Obviously, it's live now on YouTube, so it'll be on YouTube. When Rooks leaves, he'll work on getting the audio up on, like we said, iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff.
All the podcasts.
I'm excited for the weekend ahead for football. I know Saturday, big games for college. I lost my ass this week on bets. I had, and I sent it to the group. I had a 7-leg, 8-leg, plus 6,000 NBA parlay, same game on the Sixers, Celtics, and everything hit except for one, because that's how this works in life.
That's how it does.
And it was Jason Tatum to get 3+3s. He hit 2, not for lack of trying, because he was 2-for-7. And I watched at the end with about a minute 38 left, Al Horford hit back-to-back threes for the Celtics. I mean, just really chapped my ass. It was a $600 win. It was a $600 win on $10 bet, and that's what missed. Hey. Send a screenshot. Bad bets. It happens. It made it fun. I was excited. Teresa was getting upset with me because I'm yelling at the TV at the restaurant. I'm like, we're in a sports bar. Like, this is the place. This is actually, she's like, yeah, no, your environment. I'm like, I'm actually in the environment in which this is, I'm in a safe space.
She's like, yeah.
This is a safe space.
You're that husband. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but I'm not like screaming like, get it. No. It's like, no. People turn around. I'm like, ah, it wasn't supposed to be his three. I got money on it. People get it.
Everybody loves it now. Now that it's been around for a year with betting,
like, oh, yeah.
It is, oh, it yeah. is really something that's very common now.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
People love it.
It was awesome. All right, buddy. Next week, Monday.
I'm going to fucking win this week. I need another 10-win week.
Not happening. Not with the way you pick, not happening. But it is what it is.
Okay. We'll see.
So, yeah, bro. Next week, Monday, radio station, 7 p.m., KDUS 1060 a.m., Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show. What?
Yes.
Rich Eisen. What? I guess I'll say Doug Gottlieb. Not a fan, but it's okay.
And then I get the Warriors game on Tuesday.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, indeedy.
Well, I should say Suns.
Yeah, game. Suns game. You're a media credentialed media for the Suns, not for the Warriors, not yes. for the NBA.
Yes, yes.
Just hey, I'll have the same thing when the Cavs. Hey, when they play Cleveland, and it's on here right here Sunday, January 8th, 6 p.m. They play Cleveland. I will be covering that game. I cannot be a Cavs fan.
Ooh, I get Brooklyn.
Yeah, I gave you Brooklyn, bro.
And Miami. Wow.
Yeah, because I gave you because I took Memphis.
Oh, and I get the Lakers. Oh,
so yeah, I'm giving you, because here's the thing. I was strategic with this. There's two Lakers games. I'm taking the one Tuesday, 11/22, TNT. You're taking the one on Monday, 12/19, right before Christmas. We have a radio show. This is going to be real professional shit, man. You're going to actually step out and call in and give me an update as the game's going, like real professional shit.
Yep.
We are growing, folks. Hope you stay tuned.
Shit's good.
All right, till next week, my brother.
All right, man. I'll see you. One love.
I know you guys are going to hear this because we're still going to be on. So he'll walk away, walk up to the camera. Peace, love. Hopefully everybody's having a great day. Be safe. Be kind. Because we're still rolling. I have a microphone. You don't type shit. Later.